Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, plenty of activity across our skies recently between the Northern Lights last week, the supermoon this week, and the comet that's zipping through the skies this month. David Muir, Chairman of Astronomy Ireland, is with us here on the show today. David, why is there so much action lately?
Well, we're just lucky. Everything's coming at once. You know, we've had fantastic display of the aurora last Thursday, set another one in May. Unprecedented to have two displays like that in one year. This bright naked eye comet, I could see it with the naked eye there a few days ago. Supermoon happening tonight. I mean, our evening classes are beginning next week. We had Space Week earlier in the month as well. It just turns out October has been an incredibly busy month, and there's more to come. November and December, big really? Highlights, as does January.
Just to go back for a moment, what is a supermoon? What makes it?
Well, the moon varies its distance to the Earth by about 15%, 1/7. But that can result in about a 30% brightness difference between the best full moon and the worst full moon. And so tonight is the brightest full moon you're going to see, a supermoon, when it's full and at its closest to the Earth at the same time. It's actually one of four. This is the third one and best of the four. There'll be about 2 to 5 of them every year.
So is there a specific or, you know, a better time that people will be able to get a visual of it?
Yeah, the best time to actually watch is usually when the moon is rising, because you can line up the moon then for pretty photographs that we want to publish in Astronomy Ireland magazine. So do okay. Go to our website and send them in. Yeah, and also there's a thing called the moon illusion, whether the moon really is bigger and brighter or not. And it's one of those optical illusions. The moon isn't actually any bigger. If you take a picture and measure it when it's low on horizon, when it's high up, you find there's no difference. But it looks, I've seen it, it looks 2 to 3 times bigger than normal. And we're not sure why this optical illusion happens. But if that happens for you, then you really are seeing a bigger, brighter moon. And the optical moon illusion means that that's the best full moon you will ever see in your life.
Now, the supermoon that we're going to get tonight, are there certain parts of the country that you'll be able to see it better than others, or will it be the same elsewhere everywhere?
Only the weather will have an effect. The southeast is where the moon rises first, around 6:35 p.m. And about 15 minutes later on the northwest. So not much difference across a small island like this. So be ready from 6:30 on. And if you've got clear skies, you'll try and line it up with statues, building landmarks. People even get their kids in the photograph as well, as a souvenir. So people get very creative. You'll see, I'm sure, thousands of pictures across the internet, but we want the Irish ones to publish in Astronomy Ireland magazine. So go to astronomy.ie. You'll see our contact details. It tells you where to email them. And just send us your best one, because sometimes we get thousands of them in.
You only want the good ones, though. Listener here is very concerned, David. They missed the Northern Lights last week because they have a toddler. And they're usually in bed fast asleep by 7 p.m. They're wondering, though, is it too late or will they get to see the Northern Lights again?
No, the great news is there's more coming. This is actually early days. Again, go to our website. Look down the bottom of our social media, Facebook, X, Twitter, those. And we every day before the sun sets, we predict, is there going to be aurora visible from Ireland or not, based on the satellite information. So we can usually give people 2 days' notice. Last Wednesday, last week, we said there isn't an aurora tonight, but there should be one tomorrow. And on the Thursday prediction, we could actually see from the satellite the aurora was in full swing. So as soon as it got dark, people started seeing it. And I don't think I've ever seen anything like it. And I've been led 4 tours up into the Arctic Circle, where you see them practically every night. And this is because there's an 11-year cycle of the sun's activity, and we're coming to the peak end of this year, early next year, it's expected. And the aurora don't usually peak till 3 years after that. So we shouldn't be getting this many aurora now. It could just be a fluke. But if this continues, we're going to get spectacular auroras for the next 3-4 years.
Yeah, I wonder, you know, people are probably thinking, is this due to climate change or is it just total chance?
It's total chance. The explosions on the sun, I have no interest in how much carbon dioxide or other greenhouse gases are in the atmosphere of one of its tiny planets. And the magnetic field, even the Earth that channels them in, won't be affected by that. We've had fantastic auroras going back. There's a brilliant one that happened in 1859. I say brilliant, if it were to happen now, it would probably wreck all of our satellite systems and throw the world into chaos. So they've been happening all down through history.
Yeah.
We just got lucky having two enormous ones. The May the 10th one was front cover of our magazine.
And what else can we look forward to? You mentioned there's more to come in November and December, David.
Yeah, well, this comet, the moon, the supermoon in the sky actually spoils the comet a bit. It's brightening up the sky. We're getting great photographs in every night, though. But the comet, the moon will move out of the sky Sunday, Monday night, and then we'll get a dark sky to view the comet till the end of the month. In November, Venus is going to come into evening skies, 100 times brighter than the brightest star in the sky. That'll be a spectacular sight with the naked eye. December sees the best meteor shower of the year, the Geminis. In January, Mars comes closest to Earth. It'll be a dozen times brighter than the brightest star in the sky. Every month.
Yeah.
So, and if you want to get Astronomy Island magazine, go to our website and sign up.
You'll get it there. And if people have great photographs too, as you said, they can send them in to you, Chairman of Astronomy Ireland, David Murray. David, thanks a million for joining us on the programme.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.